Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 11th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal announced that Elon Musk declined joining the company's board of directors. Agrawal said that as Twitter's biggest shareholder, we will remain open to his input. Twitter also reverted its changes to deleted tweets embedded on third-party sites. These will continue to be displayed as a block quote. A Twitter spokesperson said, "We're rolling back this change for now while we explore different options." Microsoft announced it will launch a new managed service called AutoPatch in July, available to all customers with a Windows 10 or 11 Enterprise E3 or above license. AutoPatch will keep Windows and Office software on endpoints up to date automatically, breaking down endpoints into four groups of testing rings, which will progressively receive updates to validate performance. Admins will be able to use halt and rollback features to manage any issues. Nikkei Asia's sources say leading chip tool makers warned clients of wait times up to 18 months on crucial machines, with shortages on everything from lenses and valves to microcontrollers and engineering plastics. This shortage could reportedly impact plans by chip makers like TSMC, Samsung, and Intel to open new fabs as early as 2023. Delivery of chip production tools already increased from 3 to 4 months in 2019 to between 10 and 12 months in 2021. China's National Press and Publication Administration approved 45 games for monetization in the country, its first game approvals since July 2021. Notably, no titles from Tencent or NetEase were included in these approvals. End-to-end encrypted email service ProtonMail has acquired France's Simple Login, which offers an open-source service for creating email aliases to let folks keep their actual email address private. Simple Login works on a browser extension, web app, and mobile app. Users have a dashboard where they can track aliases and turn them off if they get spammy. Proton plans to integrate Simple Login into Proton Mail while continuing to maintain it as a standalone service as well. Apple announced it started making iPhone 13 models in India. Reuters sources say the phones are produced at a Foxconn plant in southern Tamil Nadu state, with plans to bring iPad production to the facility as well. Apple launched manufacturing in India in 2017 with iPhone SE production. On Friday, AT&T closed on its deal to spin off Warner Media to Discovery, worth $40.4 billion. Warner Brothers Discovery began trading on the NASDAQ as of April 11th. AT&T acquired Time Warner for $85 billion in 2018, rebranding it as Warner Media. Last year, Meta asked its oversight board for guidance on handling private residential information. In February, the board recommended Meta tighten policies on sharing private addresses, citing doxing concerns. Based on that recommendation, Meta will remove an exemption that permitted users to share a residential address as long as it was publicly available by the end of 2022. Meta will let users share their own addresses, but other users cannot reshare them. NASA signed a deal with the California startup SpinLaunch to fly and recover a payload as part of a developmental test flight. The company uses a suborbital mass accelerator to spin payloads up to 5,000 miles per hour before releasing it out of a stack toward space. It completed its first public test in October, with plans to perform orbital test flights by 2025. Coinbase temporarily disabled using the payment system UPI to buy cryptocurrency in India. the National Payments Corporation of India, which oversees UPI, issued a statement after Coinbase enabled support for UPI, stating it is not aware of any crypto exchange using UPI. DoorDash announced a new subscription tier, Dash Pass, for students, designed for undergrad and graduate college students. Priced at $4.99 a month or $48 a year, it offers unlimited free delivery on orders above $12 and 5% back in credit on takeout orders. According to documents seen by Reuters, as well as sources, at least five senior officials of the European Commission were targeted last year by an unknown actor using NSO Group's forced entry spyware. The Commission became aware of the spyware in November after Apple sent warning messages to iPhone owners that they were targeted by state-sponsored attackers. The European Parliament will launch a committee to investigate spyware in European member states on April 19th. YouTube's support account on Twitter confirmed that it's preparing to launch picture-in-picture support on iOS in the coming days. The feature had been implemented as a test with premium users, but the service listed the test as expiring on April 8th, although some users report the feature still works. Gizmodo highlighted a new iPadOS browser app called Stable, which uses the device's accelerometer to detect hand tremors and move an on-screen browser window in the opposite direction to cancel out the movements, providing a stabilized view. App developer Havas Worldwide worked with the German Parkinson's Association and Parkinson's patients in Germany and the U.S. to test and optimize the app. And finally, Kotaku reports that some digital purchases on the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita now display decades-old expiration dates, December 31, 1969. This appears to make the games unplayable when re-downloading already purchased titles. Titles impacted include Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger, and Final Fantasy VI. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.